Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of September, 2021. 2 Timothy 4:3 tells us the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Well, you know, yesterday I went to a research site on the Roman Catholic Church, and I found the following information of the top 10 countries, who had the most Roman Catholics. And here's what I found. Argentina has 40.8 million Roman Catholics. The Congo has 43.2 million. Spain has 43.3 million. Colombia has 45.3 million. France has 48.3 million. Italy has 58 million. The United States has 72.3 million. The Philippines has 83.6 million. Mexico has 110 million, and Brazil has 172.2 million people. That's just 10 countries. That's just 10 countries who are not enduring sound doctrine. What about all the other countries? This world has gone over to Rome. And that doesn't include all of the so-called churches that have now endorsed Rome as being Christian. Sound doctrine is not praying to a patron saint. Sound doctrine is not turning a cookie into Jesus. Sound doctrine is not praying to the Virgin Mary. Sound doctrine is not taking some beads and praying the rosary. So, excuse me, sound doctrine. What is sound doctrine? Sound doctrine is exalting Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. Sound doctrine is not exalting a pope, confessing your sins to a priest. Look at all of the abuse in the Roman Catholic Church. Men have been turned over to teachers having itching ears. Christ said, "When I return, will I find faith on the earth?" I think he was speaking about all these different countries that have gone into this false worship. But you know, for us who are trusting in Christ alone, we have a great hope, steadfast and sure within the veil. Thank you, Lord, for giving me eternal life amidst all this strife. when evil is so prevalent you could cut it like a knife. When Satan and his minions mock me and say I'm doomed, I see your hands and feet and view the empty tomb. I can never thank you enough for dying in my stead. I have eternal life, not damnation instead. Christ awed the disciples when on the boat they saw the wind and tempest tossing and the raging of the sea. Then Christ said, "Peace be still," and it became calm as could be. "Who is this," they said, "that even the wind and sea obey him? The creator of the universe who had come to earth as man." Yes, he was fully God, yet he was fully man, and he still holds the wind and sea in the palm of his almighty hand. Well, I hope that you will think about today how that the whole world has gone after the beast, and be able to have the discernment and spiritual understanding by the grace of God to reject the beast and trust in the Lord forever.